Think about World War II. What image comes to mind when you think of a World War II veteran? If you think about a white man, that's not surprising. Of course, those who served were overwhelmingly male, and most were of some kind of European ethnic heritage. But about 1 in 20 were black. And those servicemen and women had what one would call a complicated relationship with their home country. They were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice, that of their lives, to defend the United States. However, they didn't enjoy the full rights and freedoms that other Americans did. Some were from Northeast Texas.
And I left here and went to the Army December the 2nd, 1942, and got discharged January the 27th, I believe it was, in 46.
That's Fannin Garrett, interviewed in 2007 when he was 86. He was born in Raines County. Garrett's father died when he was still a child. He got all the public education that was available to him, which was 8th grade, in the little town of Sand Flat in northeastern Van Zandt County.
8th is far as they went, but sometimes the teachers would try to carry you further, but 8th is far as that would go out here. But after my dad and all passed, I was out there on my own. You know, in other words, we'd cut wood, pick up potatoes, mow or whatever you could do. It wasn't the study jobs like we have now, but that's what we did for a living, whatever come to pass, you know.
Garrett was drafted after the war began and soon found himself in the Army, assigned to drive trucks. He was stationed first in England, where Garrett says he and other new recruits were rushed into service.
No, they didn't give me no training. Of course, most, not all, but most of them knew how to drive. And all, but they carried you just a little piece, you know, and got you kind of used to it, and the other you go on your own. We had some bad drivers out there, though. We had some bad drivers out there. You have to be careful, I'll tell you for certain.
Almost immediately after the Allied invasion of Normandy, Garrett found himself in France, trucking supplies and soldiers to the front, and returning from the front with the dangerous task of carrying German prisoners of war. As the front slowly pushed eastward, Garrett was often given reconnaissance duties, scouting out a route for the caravan through the unpredictable landscape of war.
You couldn't go the road all the time. You had to go across fields and things. See, the main bridge is rolled out. So now I got to find a way to get these trucks across over that where them tanks was. And I had to take an alternate route, see, me walking and kind of feeling with my foot, I could have stepped off in a well, you know. And we were more familiar with the area than lots of those other boys was. Now we lost quite a few. Just because you're behind the line don't mean that you're in a safe place. You're not. You're definitely not. And I've made trips and trips. Sometimes I ask, I say, say, where's old so-and-so? I ain't seen him and I don't know when. Oh, yeah, they got him here 2 or 3 weeks ago. And that's how you miss him. You just miss him. Yeah, I said, they got him. Said, old so-and-so, they got him too. They swang on the side of them trucks and cut them boys' throats. Either that, they slip in the back of your truck and shoot you down through the deal, see? They was dangerous. See? Just because you're on the back of the line don't mean that you're in a safe place. We lost a lot, lots of men.
Garrett passed away a couple of years ago, but he and other African-American veterans live on through the lives of those they touched. Garrett was interviewed by Jim Conrad. The interview was transcribed by Tori Bass. The complete interview is in the archives of the East Texas War and Memory Project at Texas A&M University Commerce. For KETR News, I'm Mark Haslett.
I don't know, it's a lot more, I guess, would come to me if I sat here long enough that I could tell you about that, but I've had my experience in that. And I don't regret it. I don't regret it at all.